Expanding a virtual environment to reach its full potential requires a capable storage solution. You'll need storage that's easy to manage so that you can eliminate wasted space and maximize efficiency. It must be reliable, secure, and incorporate power management features to reduce energy and cooling costs, and all this without sacrificing performance. I'm your host, James Hilliard. On today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Randy Chalfant. He is the Vice President of Strategy for Nexan. Randy has more than 35 years experience in business development, storage, networking solutions, and much more. He has provided storage assessment, planning, consulting, and educational services for corporations throughout the world. He was the CTO at Storage Tech and then at Sun before joining Nexan. Randy here today to talk to us about best practices and important storage-related considerations when building a cloud or virtual infrastructure specifically for mid-market organizations. And Randy, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much, James. Pleasure to be here.
No surprise to anybody. We know over the past couple of years, we've had the tough economic climate that's had a big impact on a lot of organizations, especially in terms of decisions relating to IT. So from your perspective, Randy, has the global economic crisis really impacted IT infrastructure decisions, specifically at what we're focusing today, the mid-market organization?
Well, James, so it hasn't been the last couple of years. I remember when we had the economic crash in 2000, and everybody thought that we were at the worst of times at that point. And of course, since then, we've had economic times that have been surprising in terms of bad. And as a result of that, the problems that started in 2010, which was a contracting economy and spend, have done nothing but accelerate. And I think that the end result of that is that people are being asked to do more with less. So it's less resources, less people. Even though the growth inside of our market continues to gain momentum from a storage capacity and compute point of view, we're still being asked to do a lot more with a lot less.
We absolutely are. I remember it was the early 2000s, Randy, the idea of efficiencies and efficiencies of scale, those all started popping up higher into our tech world. It's always been there. We've wanted to be efficient companies, but really started being a kind of rallying cry for the businesses out there saying, look, you got to be more efficient because they were cutting budgets. That being said, you know, businesses obviously realize that an efficiently managed infrastructure can now bring value. And I think that's something people have learned over the last many years. Can you list what you see as the top maybe two or three of those kind of efficiencies that organizations gain from a really well-managed infrastructure?
Without a doubt. So, but let's talk about how they go about getting there first. So if we go back to about 2008, virtualization was something, of course, actually it's been going around for a long time, but from a CIO priority point of view, in 2008, it really started to gain consciousness because the CIO became aware that the potential of using virtualization was enabled them to get more done with less. So fewer servers, fewer resources, people managing more. By the time 2009 rolled around in a Gartner CIO survey, they indicated that virtualization was number three on their list of interesting things to do and important things to do. Cloud computing at that time was ranked, again, by Gartner and CIO conference or survey at number 14. If we look at how the survey turned out this year, virtualization is considered to be number one, and cloud computing is considered to be number two. Now, from a what do you get out of it point of view, I think there's a bit of a misnomer on this, because when you look at the server farm that's typically out there, that represents typically about 40% of the spend. So if you're able to go in and do a consolidation through virtualization and then enable services through cloud computing, et cetera, if that 40% of the spend achieves a 50% efficiency, only 20% of the economics have been addressed. The other major player, 40%, is in storage. So when we find ways to go out and make the storage infrastructure as efficient as the compute infrastructure, we hold great opportunity to double the savings that's inside the organization.
My observation from talking to IT folks is several years ago, they start doing virtualization projects, storage was an afterthought. These days, I've seen it changing, that more folks are including storage in the initial planning there. And again, it's that whole transformation of their infrastructure. They're looking for that new efficiency. for me, state, what's the role of storage in that effort now? And have you observed the same thing, that storage is now a precursor and thought of in the planning stages, not just an afterthought?
I think people want to think that they can get more out of their storage. I think there's a lot of confusion about how to get more out of your storage in terms of efficiency. So let me just run some numbers by you. When you look at the typical storage managed environment, on average, and this comes from literally doing hundreds of storage assessments across the globe and thousands of surveys, but as it turns out, typically about 70% of the storage infrastructure goes wasted to poor management. Now, every time I've told this to even large organizations where you would think the management is at its best, the numbers hold to be true or sometimes even better than what I've claimed. And there's a lot of reasons from a storage management point of view that we don't have time to go into. But the point is that there is a lot of waste, number one. Number two, from an infrastructure management point of view, there's also a lot of confusion. And as a result of that, people tend to think that it is required to buy the most expensive storage arrays that are most feature-rich. Now, as it turns out, Nexan just won the DCIG array, or mid-range array buyer's guide, for the number one array because of how feature-packed it is. But I'll tell you this. When you look at the move towards virtualization, with all of the virtualization tools that are sitting up in the stack, from an efficiency point of view, it makes a lot more sense to use the tools that are in the stack that are extensible across the entire storage farm rather than redundantly buying those same tools for things like thin provisioning, snap copies, et cetera. Each time you buy that inside of an array, the value is extensible only inside of the array. Next array you buy it again, and that's redundant expense. From an efficiency point of view, if you buy those tools and place them in the stack and then use an efficient thin storage building block on the bottom, there's a lot more to be gained from a value point of view.
All right, good insights there, Randy. Let's bring it again, focusing on the mid-market organization these days. Let's take a group that is building a cloud or a virtual infrastructure. Again, maybe it's a list here of the two or three really important storage-related factors to keep in mind as they're initializing that project.
Okay, so there are the factors that you want to think about, first of all, are efficient storage on the bottom of the stack, because efficient storage is going to reduce your capital spend, it's going to reduce your operating expend. As it turns out, Nexan believes that we are 50% less cost to purchase, 60% less cost to operate, and yet we have four times the availability of anyone else on a footprint that is smaller. Okay, so that's efficient storage, and that adds into the value very quickly. Once you've defined the LUNs that would be spread across the storage arrays, those things are going to be aggregated up through a virtual volume manager through things like VMware, et cetera, or a storage foundation from Veritas. The next problem is allocation efficiency. So allocation efficiency means being able to find things that are like allocated but unused or orphaned, et cetera. About 30% of the storage use can be returned to free pool from being mismanaged at that level. Once you have achieved allocation efficiency, those virtual volumes, of course, hold files and file systems like VMDKs, et cetera, but when you put a file or file system into it, how do you know if that file has not been referenced in 6 months or if it's orphaned or whatever? So now you need utilization efficiency. So going out and look at the frequency hit rate of data or if it's stranded and returning it to free pool. If you add these things together, building an efficient utilization infrastructure, an efficient protection infrastructure, an efficient allocation infrastructure, and efficient storage, storage platform to put all of this on, the gains can be, you know, 50-70% return value from whatever the spend rates are now.
All right, Randy, so far we've talked about the efficiencies via the technology. Let me ask you about the mid-market organization and the IT staffs that are there. Are they up to speed enough to deal with these newer storage technologies? Is there a learning curve? What do we need to make sure that our IT people are efficient when working with these technologies?
Honestly, James, that's a great question, and I'll tell you why. So when you go into the enterprise accounts, you would think if you go to the shining pillars that we all know and love, people that we buy from, people that we expect to be best in class in terms of efficiency, I have news for you. They are just as they're in the same quandary for how to achieve this as mid-market. So in some ways, you can't go up the chain and say, you know, the enterprise class environment is any better off, because they're not. The reality is the steps that are necessary to be able to achieve this are a bit of a mystery. Sometimes it's because vendors don't want our customers to know that, because if customers don't know, they wind up buying more, and that's better for the top line of vendors. Sometimes it's just a lack of understanding. They are very well equipped. I've met lots of smart people in the mid-market. In fact, I'm consulting with several of them right now. And the practice steps to get there, once understood, it's just honestly exciting to see people's light bulbs turn on and go, oh, and then realize what the steps are and implement those and actually be able to achieve better efficiency. And one last thing actually improves their ability to do it over the enterprise. The enterprise large accounts are typically very process-laden, and their ability to be flexible and adopt change is a lot more difficult than the mid-market. I think the mid-market, given their typical scope and size and maneuverability, if you will, are far better equipped to take steps towards achieving better levels of efficiency than even the enterprise.
Randy, before I let you go, I want to ask you a question, and this is giving some advice to the IT teams that are listening to us. Again, they're from the mid-market. Let's do it this way. What questions have you heard, or what questions would you like to hear from these IT folks that are evaluating vendors like Nexan? What should they be asking? What do you want to make sure that they go out there and evaluate so they can find the best solution for their organization?
The best approach for this is to begin to understand that the bloated arrays with bloated features, and by the way, this is not a have-not conversation. Our company's got the best one on the market. But to the extent that you spend money on expensive features in the array, you redundantly spend money for each of the arrays that you have to put in place. So the questions to ask are to understand how higher in the stack through companies like VMware, San Symphony, type products from DataCore, Veritas suite of products in Command Central and Storage Foundation, how can those products be used as an SRM or control point that effectively improve allocation efficiency, improve utilization efficiency, improve the protection architecture efficiency to reduce overall storage spend? When you get the management stack in place to do those things with the appropriate SRMs behind these virtualized environments, now you have a freedom that allows you to put any storage in place that you choose. And when you choose storage in that role that also has high degree of return, you will then have the opportunity to be best in class. Again, even probably exceeding most of the enterprise class customers that I see. For anyone who would like to understand, after looking at the top level of this, how you get there, what the steps are, what the products are, not just ours, but inside of the stack, and how they play together, I am certainly available to talk with people, help them come out, present, work through the problems. So we're here to help.
Excellent. We'll give some information about how to reach out to the PC Connection family of companies here in just a moment. But again, Randy, do appreciate the time today.
Thanks so much, James. It's a real pleasure, and I appreciate it.
And for our audience, of course, if you're looking for a better way to manage your storage or considering virtualization, you can turn to the storage and virtualization experts at the PC Connection family of companies. They can help you build a dense storage solution with enterprise-class features from Nexan, and they offer storage assessment services that will help you achieve your goals without unnecessary detours. To learn more about the Nexan solutions available from the PC Connection family of companies, contact your account manager, visit govconnection.com, or call toll-free 800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us today.